Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Has now allowed 14 points total in the last 10 quarters. Of course, 7 last night, the shutout against the Las Vegas Raiders. And I could tell there was plenty of frustration in the first half, though, despite only, you know, at that point in time, you know, still not giving up any more than 7 in the first half. Because they were able to move the ball pretty consistently.
Because Mariota was getting some easy passes.
It was a lot of stuff in the flats. Like, there was no deep threat other than the one touchdown to Terry McLaurin.
Which was an incredible catch.
It was a great catch. Great catch. Other than that, there was no throws really beyond 15 yards or 10 yards, it felt like, beyond 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. Everything else was checkdowns to Jeremy McNichols. They were able to get to one of their tight ends throughout. Other than that, there wasn't really much stretching of the field there. And so the Chiefs quickly made an adjustment in the second half there, you could tell, because for a while, Marcus was very comfortable back there, just kind of dumping it off and letting his guys run.
But I think that that's part of their defensive strategy. It's better than bend, don't break. I don't want to call it that because it's much better than that. And I don't think the Chiefs defense is getting nearly the credit it deserves. So in a couple of weeks, the Chiefs are going to take on the Denver Broncos, a team that everyone lauds is this defensive monster, and they are a great defensive team. This is what you mentioned in the first thing. When people talk about great baseball teams in an individual year, they talk about the team that hit homers. When they talk about great quarterbacks gold, they talk about the ones who put up yards and stats. When they talk about defenses, they talk about the teams who get sacks. And because the Chiefs aren't a high sack team, they are not, at any point this year, going to get the credit they deserve. That Denver team I just mentioned, they are better than them in points per game allowed. They are better than them in yards allowed per game. They are better than them in yards allowed per play. The only stat in which the Denver Broncos on paper are better than Kansas City is sacks. And so if you, and this is not meant to be a side-by-side comparison between the two, but I want you to remember this. When we get a couple weeks down the road and they start talking about Denver's defense and how they're going to slow them down, and you should be saying the same thing about Denver or the Chiefs offense and slowing down Bo Nix or slowing down Josh Allen.
The Chiefs defense, yeah.
Yeah, the Chiefs defense is one of the best ones in the league up until this point in week 8 and getting nickel and dimed a little bit by Marcus Mariota, if it leads to no points, does not bother me. Like, if I go back and look at that first half, yeah, they let up some easy yardage, and Marcus Mariota on the ground was a bit of a problem, and then other than that, they had no real answers.
This has been the theme of the last year or so with Spags and this defense. You know, tight ends typically can have some pretty good days against them. They don't feel like that's what's going to beat them. Like, they feel confident that down the field, Trent McDuffie, and I'll include Jalen Watson. I thought he played great last night too.
He did.
They're, you know, one really good catch for Terry McLaurin. that resulted in a touchdown. I believe that was when it was a mismatch. They had Nick Bolton and Shamari Connor, I think, were technically the two closest guys in coverage on that play. And then Terry McLaurin made an unreal catch against McDuffie, but McDuffie was right on him. It just was an unbelievable play.
Yeah, it's just a better play by McLaurin.
So those are plays that that's where they're going to slow you down. In the middle of the field, you can get some chunk yards with tight ends going across the middle of the field or dumping it off to your running back and making Tranquil and Bolton chase, depending on what personnel they have on the field. You know, I think for me, it's been tight ends or when an opponent has a quarterback that Not nobody's saying Lamar Jackson necessarily, but has the ability to at least escape the pocket and move. You know, there was some read option calls also for Marcus last night, but we know Trevor Lawrence was able to have success on the ground, not on design runs. Justin Herbert in week one. Those are the two or three type of plays where teams have had more of the consistent success, but it's usually not enough to sustain throughout an entire game. They got them in the Jags game, but they also made plenty of mistakes, including a pick six on the offensive side of the ball. But defensively, this is a defense that I don't know how many times we have to say it. Like, anybody that still is panicking after one drive or one half of the Chiefs defensive football, like, we've seen years of this now. Like, on Sunday against Buffalo, Josh Allen could carve him up in the entire first half. It doesn't mean he's going to do it all game long. Like, we have just seen evidence so many times that teams can have success in the first half and then adjustments are made, great coaching, and they buckle down. And in this case, they give up 7 points and that was it.
It's not even like I was looking at deeper numbers because I was trying to decide, because some of this goes back to what we were talking about when I had asked you guys last week. Tell me the thing you like the best about the defense, but don't say Spags. Like, just give me the players, scheme. Like, tell me something that you think this defense does great, because I think that that's what people are having a hard time grabbing on.
And I said, we did do that discussion. Yeah. I said the corners. I said Jalen Watson and Trent McDuffie and the depth that they have there.
And I think my answer was linebackers. And at this point, based on their ability to hold down top rushers in the NFL, you can't tell me that that's not it. And maybe they aren't a great sack defensive line. They're 19th in the NFL in sacks per game. So they're probably not. Now, I still think they're going to trade for defensive linemen, but we'll set that aside for another day.
From today is a deadline, right?
They are obviously a great run-stopping defensive line. What's the argument not for it? Something they're doing right is stopping every single opposing running back who is coming into town. And yeah, not this week. Well, this week, James Cook is phenomenal. A couple weeks from now, Jonathan Taylor is playing better than any running back in the NFL. And so they'll be tested in this regard. But Crosky Merritt was having a good run before he came in. Saquon Barkley only finished with like 80 yards against them. They face some top end running backs and they're not getting run over.
The difference with Cook will be he is way more of a passing threat a receiving threat as well.
And
versus
Bolden
just
still
on the
struggles
ground.
In pass coverage. There were a couple of snaps in this last game against Washington.
And when you were gone last week, Bink was in and we were giving him a hard time because he kept mentioning the fourth down defense, but it is relevant. Again, I'll give him credit for this. The Chiefs' fourth down defense is still the best in football. It's down to 20% conversion rate against them. So teams are going for fourth. They are not converting. Just devastating turnover on downs. It happened again multiple times last night.
First two drives into that. Or no, two of the first three drives into that.
Yeah, so
no,
teams are only converting 20% of their fourth downs against Kansas City. That's why the scores are the score. Like, as much as it is the offense, why are there shutouts and only giving up 7 the last 2 weeks? That's because teams are being aggressive as they need to be against Kansas City, and the Chiefs are holding up on 4th-and-2s and 4th-and-1s.
But like in previous iterations of the Chiefs defense, Gold, they were bend don't break in the sense that they'd be, oh, the Chiefs are the 6th best defense in points per game, but they allow the 15th most yards. And we would just accept this as like, you know what, they're good in the moment that counts. They're good in 4th. They're good in the red zone. We'll take it. They're the 4th best yards per game allowed defense in the NFL. They're allowing less than 300 yards per game in the league. The only three teams better than them are Houston, Atlanta, and Cleveland. And I'm convinced half of those teams are allowing less yards because nobody has to play against them toward the end of the game because they're already blowing them out. And passing yards per game, I guarantee you they rank in the top, I don't know, probably 10. They're third best in the NFL. Rushing yards allowed per game. You're going to say, where do they rank in there? They are 9th. In the NFL at just over 100. And that's mostly, and I would say the reason why they're lower than that is quarterback rushing yards. The only area I would argue that they regularly struggle in. And so there is no point or area of the field in which this team doesn't do well defensively other than sacks. And I admit that that's still in the long run needs to be improved. And some of that's like, you know, text line's asking, is Chris Jones done? The biggest problem in the sack department is Chris Jones doesn't have any.
Continues to get double
teamed. 1.5? 1.5?
Yeah, something like that. He continues to get double teamed.
But and I'm not saying that's not a problem, but he has 2 sacks so far this year. So, like, are those numbers going to have to come up? Sure. George Karloftis, I'm sure, is on pace for between. We said it was 8.5 yesterday. It's probably 9.5 today because he got a sack yesterday. So it's, you know, right around the same number as it was before, and he's doing there. So, like, I don't know. I've just been really impressed by the defense. I'm getting more impressed by the week old.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.